No, thank you again, and it is my pleasure to welcome Dr. Mead to the podium to give us the invocation as we begin to mark this momentous occasion. Please, Doctor.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I start in the name of God, the most beneficent and the most merciful, and greet you with the greeting of peace, assalamu alaikum, which means may God's peace be upon each single one of you. As I stand over here, looking at my dear friend, the dear leader of the community, Mr. Khwaja Muhyiddin, I am reminded of a saying from Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in which the Prophet mentioned that a leader of the people is the servant of the people. So I hope and pray that may God give you wisdom, may God give you education and guidance, that not only you benefit yourself, not only benefit your family, that may God give you ability to benefit all of society. And when I look at the leadership over here, especially the mayors of different townships and all the villages and the leadership, our supervisor, it reminds me of incident that happened 1400 years ago in the time of Muhammad, peace be upon him, in which there was a lot of oppression in that society, a lot of chaos and a lot of discrimination in there. So the Prophet, along with the leaders of the community, they put aside their differences. And these are the differences of race and nationality and tribe and yes, faith. They put them aside, they got together and they made a pledge and they said that starting from today, we are going to give the rights to the people whose rights were taken away. We will give the justice to the people who have been denied the justice. We will fight for equality and we will fight for morality. So I hope and pray that with God's guidance, all the leadership over here and the leadership around the country, that we follow that immense example set by Muhammad, peace be upon him, 1400 years ago. And lastly, when I look at all of you sitting over here and taking part in this really auspicious occasion, and those people who are not here, may God guide and bless each single one of us. It reminds me of a passage from the Quran. When we see the diversity like this, it reminds me a passage from the Quran, and this is from chapter 49, verse number 13, in which our Creator, He is the Creator for all of us. He is speaking to all of us, and He's saying, and this is the translation, O mankind, O humanity, I have created you from one single male and one single female, and made you into nations and people and tribes, that you get to know each other. Not that you may hate and despise and discriminate with each other, that you get to know each other. And then God says that the best amongst you is a person who is a God-fearing and well-mannered person. So lastly, I pray for Brother Khwaja, the leadership and all of us, that may God give us the ability, may God give us the wisdom and knowledge, so we can work for unity in this whole society. We can work for morality, we can work for justice, and may God give us the ability that we can live as brothers and sisters for all of humanity, not just in peace, but in loving peace. Ameen. Thank you very much. Thank you.